北京科兴终于停产了，可老百姓却被坑苦了。
Beijing Sinovac has finally stopped production, but the people have been badly cheated. Now that the pandemic is over, there's no more profit to be made. After ripping off the Chinese people and pocketing a lot of money, they simply declare bankruptcy.
Recently, there have been widespread online claims that China's vaccine giant, Sinovac, is on the brink of collapse. In early 2024, the company announced it would completely stop producing its COVID-19 vaccine. Soon after, rumors spread that it was delaying year-end bonuses for its employees. Then, in April last year, one of its key researchers, Chao Xiaobin, died suddenly.And the chairman, Ying Weidong, got tangled up in a bribery scandal. Yet the most eye-catching claims came from countless netizens accusing the Sinovac vaccine of causing various side effects and demanding compensation. This has thrown the company into the center of a fierce public storm.
科兴公司，这是赚了所有中国人的钱。
Sinovac made money from all Chinese people and injured them. Is this the beginning of their downfall?But what about the countless cases of lung nodules and other illnesses? When held responsible, they will surely say, you chose to get vaccinated. I never forced you to take the vaccine. And the strangest part is that while there have been many reports of bribery and corruption among the middlemen, we have no idea what legal punishments those lawbreakers received. The entire profit chain of the vaccine industry has quietly come to an end without any proper investigation.
A netizen raised several major questions about Sinovac. The bribery scandal involving Sinovac and government officials spread all over the internet. Why was it censored so quickly online? Was Sinovac simply unprofitable, or did they run away with the money after making a profit? How safe is the Sinovac vaccine? Why was its safety never made public? Many people say that after getting the vaccine,They developed lung nodules or even experienced memory loss. Is there any truth to these claims, or are people exaggerating? There are claims that Japan's SoftBank is the largest shareholder in Sinovac. Is that true or false? If it is true, why has it been kept secret for so long? Why would a Chinese vaccine have a major Japanese shareholder? Who is really behind this? And if it's false, why not disclose the shareholder information?The health of 1.4 billion people has been entrusted to Sinovac, yet they are simply walking away without an explanation. And who allowed Sinovac to vaccinate the Chinese people? Many netizens say that those who got the vaccine not only develop lung nodules, but also suffer from many side effects. How many people are actually enduring these side effects? Has anyone kept track of the numbers? Aside from known issues like lung nodules, eczema, and memory loss, how harmful is the Sinovac vaccine to the human body? And who can provide an accurate and detailed evaluation? Some cities in Shandong set up vaccine compensation programs. Why wasn't this compensation extended nationwide? The netizen said that these are the questions he has gathered from ordinary people, and questions that all 1.4 billion Chinese want answered. He calls for someone to step up and take responsibility for this matter.But everyone knows that such a small voice will either be quickly drowned out by the overwhelming flood of online chatter or censored entirely. Moreover, the authorities have been trying to erase the memory of the absurd decisions made during the pandemic, even making the word pandemic a taboo. Yet the consequences of domestic vaccines like Sinovac continues to show up.Recently, China's influenza outbreak has been raging, with hospitals overflowing and many critically ill patients dying. Some people even say you have to wait in line at the crematorium. Many citizens, including medical staff, believe that what the authorities now call H1N1 is actually a variant of the COVID-19 virus. They say the high number of deaths is actually related to the vaccine side effects.According to a recent foreign media interview, a Shanghai resident named Mr. Wang said that during this outbreak, hospitals are overflowing. In his neighborhood, many people are suffering from fevers and colds. Ambulances are frequently seen taking people away, and he has witnessed many deaths firsthand. During the 10 days his wife was in Zhongshan Hospital, she saw 5 or 6 flu patients die.Mr. Wang believes that his wife, who has ovarian cancer and has received 3 vaccine shots before, developed cancer as a result of the vaccine side effects. Online, people continue to complain that those who receive the COVID-19 vaccine are all suffering from side effects such as recurring fevers and colds, white lung, heart attacks, strokes, heart failure, psoriasis, hair loss, and widespread lung nodules.
打完疫苗了 一后遗症啊，在我身上。
After getting vaccinated, I've experienced the side effects all too clearly. I catch a cold every few days, and when I do, my head aches badly, and my neck hurts so much it feels like it can't support my head. My wife has the same problem with her head hurting, and my nephew's heart pain is so severe, it pounds uncontrollably. I just have to ask, when these frequent colds end up costing me thousands each time, who's going to be held responsible?
This man received 3 doses of the Sinovac vaccine, and afterwards he started having all kinds of symptoms. His family members have suffered from various after effects as well, and he believes the vaccine is to blame, yet has no way to seek justice. Before this, some people online mentioned that 80-90% of those vaccinated ended up with lung nodules. Mr. Li from Shanxi told 4 Media, nowadays many elderly people are suffering from heart attacks and strokes, and they suspect it's related to the vaccine.The government makes you sign a waiver, forcing it to seem voluntary so you can't complain or seek compensation. Everything was fine until after the shot, then a few days later, you start catching colds more frequently. Now everyone who got the Sinovac vaccine is really worried, not knowing if there are side effects at all. In 2023, a woman from Changsha was diagnosed with myocarditis after her 3rd dose of the Sinovac vaccine.She recalled that for months after getting the vaccine, she repeatedly suffered from chest tightness and palpitations, and eventually a checkup revealed damage to her heart muscle. A doctor privately suggested her symptoms might be linked to the vaccine, but the hospital refused to issue any proof. When she tried to seek legal help, Sinovac stopped responding to her claims. In an interview, she tearfully said, "I trusted my country enough to get vaccinated, and now I ended up like this, without even an explanation."In 2022, a 62-year-old man from Guangdong suddenly died after a 2nd Sinovac shot. His family said he was healthy with no heart problems, yet the day after his vaccination, he began having breathing difficulties and eventually couldn't be saved despite emergency efforts. Although the autopsy didn't clearly state the vaccine was a direct cause, his family firmly believes it was related. They tried to complain to the local health commission, but their case was dismissed due to lack of evidence. After that, similar cases occasionally surfaced online, but were quickly silenced due to their sensitive nature. For example, someone in Nantong, Jiangsu, said that in the past year or two, more than a dozen of his relatives and friends suddenly died after getting vaccinated. His uncle got his shot in the morning, felt unwell in the afternoon, and passed away suddenly that night. His aunt, who insisted on getting her 3rd shot as required, collapsed right after and died of a brain hemorrhage when she was taken to the hospital.In early June 2022, the parents of over 1,000 children in China published an open letter accusing that their kids developed type 1 diabetes after receiving these vaccines produced by companies like Sinovac and Beijing Biotech. These children now require lifelong insulin injections, causing their families tremendous emotional and physical distress.In May 2022, leukemia patients from more than 30 provinces and regions in China released 2 open letters claiming that they developed leukemia because of Chinese-made COVID-19 vaccines. They were not only suppressed when they tried to appeal, but when seeking help from the media, they were told not to report the issues. Lawyers were also unwilling to take their cases.The vaccines under fire were mainly from Sinovac, but also from Beijing Biotech, Wuhan Biotech, Zhifei Biotech, and Changchun Biotech. There were also reports that in 2022, a study in Hong Kong found that among 1,300 deaths linked to vaccination, 87% had received the Sinovac vaccine. Internationally, doubts about the Sinovac vaccine are growing.In 2022, the World Health Organization admitted that vaccines have limitations against virus variants and urged countries to improve monitoring for side effects. Still, the Chinese government has always maintained that the Sinovac vaccine is safe and effective and has refused to release detailed information about its side effects. During the COVID-19 pandemic, Sinovac rose to fame as a leading company in fighting the virus.It was even called the Vaccine King. The vaccine has been given to over 60% of the Chinese population, about 800 million people, and has played an important role in China's vaccine diplomacy. More than 50 countries and regions have imported the Sinovac vaccine. In 2021, Sinovac earned revenues of over $19 billion and a net profit of $14.5 billion, and its market value once exceeded 200 billion yuan. Sinovac was founded in 2009 as a wholly owned subsidiary of Kexin Holdings Hong Kong Limited. Before COVID-19, Sinovac had already built a reputation and technical base by producing vaccines for H1N1 flu and polio. When COVID-19 spread around the world in early 2020, China quickly mobilized to fight the virus. Sinovac seized the historic opportunity by working with the Chinese Center for Disease Control and quickly started developing the COVID-19 vaccine. In June 2020, the Sinovac vaccine entered its first clinical trial, becoming one of the very first COVID-19 vaccines tested in people. Then, on February 5, 2021, the China National Medical Products Administration granted conditional approval for its vaccine under the brand name Caliph, and Sinovac quickly became the star in China's fight against the virus. Although its inactivated vaccine technology is traditional, its manufacturing process is mature, and its storage requirements are mild, only needed to be kept refrigerated at 2 to 8 degrees Celsius. This makes it more suitable for mass vaccination in developing countries compared to Pfizer's and Moderna's mRNA vaccines, which need to be frozen at negative 70 degrees Celsius. For example, in early 2021, the Indonesian government purchased 125 million doses of the Sinovac vaccine, making it a main force in the country's fight against the virus. Local media reported that within 6 months, the vaccine had reached over 60% of the population. Despite Sinovac's early success, its bright star concealed many problems. First, its technological limitations became more obvious. The Caliph vaccine works by using an inactivated virus to trigger an immune response. However, this method is much less effective against variants like Delta and Omicron. In July 2021, a study from the University of Sao Paulo in Brazil showed that the vaccine's protection against the Delta variant was only about 50%, and it was even less effective at preventing mild or asymptomatic infections. In October 2021, the government of Sao Paulo suspended the use of Sinovac after some people contracted the Delta variant following vaccination, leading the public to question its effectiveness. As a result, Sinovac's competitive edge in the market began to decline. Secondly, Sinovac's business model depended heavily on government orders. At the start of the pandemic, China used centralized procurement and export aid to promote widespread vaccination. But by 2022, as the global pandemic eased and domestic vaccination rates nearly reached saturation, international demand for vaccines quickly fell. Many countries stopped enforcing vaccinations altogether, and Sinovac's orders dropped sharply. In addition, Sinovac did not invest enough in new product research and failed to release an upgraded vaccine to combat variants. Internal management issues also started to show. Long-standing disputes among Sinovac Holdings shareholders became public. Since Sinovac was privatized in 2018, there has been an intense power struggle between Pan Aihua, a co-founder and former chairman of Beijing Sinovac, and Yin Weidong, the former general manager. Pan Aihua's company in Xiamen once held 26.9% of Beijing Sinovac shares, while his old friend Yin Weidong was the actual controller of the company at the time. At the height of this control battle, when the struggle had reached a deadlock, Pan Aihua publicly reported allegations that Yin Weidong had falsified his identity, committed bribery, and embezzled funds. The most dramatic moment came when Pan Aihua personally led a group into Sinovac's offices and factories, cut the power, and forced the factory to shut down, which resulted in a large number of vaccines being scrapped. After that, Pan Aihua and Yin Weidong filed several lawsuits against each other regarding Sinovac. For instance, on November 15th and November 12th, 2021, Pan Aihua's company in Xiamen filed two lawsuits asking for Sinovac to be dissolved and demanding that Hong Kong Sinovac, Yin Weidong, Hong Kong Keding, and Sinovac. In the end, the ownership dispute was finally resolved when Pan Aihua was convicted of abuse of power and misappropriating funds. The lawsuits calling for Sinovac's dissolution and demanding compensation were also withdrawn. There have also been repeated reports that Sinovac's chairman, Ying Weidong, was under investigation. Although these claims were never confirmed, they still hurt the company's reputation. There were also reports that Lu Ming, the deputy director of the Beijing Health Commission, was removed for accepting huge bribes from Sinovac. The bribery allegation helped substandard vaccines pass inspection. A major blow to Sinovac came with the death of Cao Xiaobing, the key figure behind the COVID-19 vaccine project. Cao was only 45 years old. Insiders said he had long suffered against intense work pressure and may have died suddenly from a heart condition. His death not only meant the loss of crucial technological and managerial pillars for Sinovac, but some people believe he might be blamed for the many side effects of Sinovac's vaccine. The situation is not without precedent. For example, Yang Xiaoming, once known as the father of Chinese vaccines, fell from grace due to corruption after leading the development of a national vaccine, and he later became a scapegoat. In addition, several vaccine experts died suddenly or went missing. The chief scientist at the Chinese Center for Disease Control passed away at 60, and a virologist from Wuhan University also died suddenly. Other experts in COVID vaccine research, some in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, died one after another. These well-known specialists were not very old when they passed away, and their mysterious deaths have raised many questions. Some suspect that hidden political forces within China's vaccine industry may be behind these tragedies. Doubts about the vaccine safety grew even stronger when the production line was shut down. Earlier in the year, the company officially announced that it would stop producing the COVID-19 vaccine, clearing its inventory and ending all sales. Financial reports show that Sinovac's revenue had dropped to just 1/10 of its previous level, and that the company even recorded a net loss. A small protest broke out outside the Sinovac factory in Beijing when about 50 laid-off employees gathered at the gate. They held banners demanding overdue year-end bonuses and severance pay. One former employee told the media that he had worked for Sinovac for 5 years and had put in long hours during the pandemic to produce vaccines. However, after production stopped, the company not only failed to pay the promised bonuses, but also delayed basic severance compensation. Employees revealed that the company had delayed year-end bonuses for months and laid off as many as 70% of its workforce, leaving only a few people to keep operations running. This once busy factory is now eerily quiet, and Sinovac's former glory has disappeared. Rumors of bankruptcy soon followed. Reports claimed that Sinovac owed several billion yuan, and suppliers and creditors were coming forward to demand payment. Although local governments tried to rescue the company with financial support, officials later became unresponsive as the pandemic became a sensitive topic. An internal document later leaked, showing that Sinovac planned to stop paying performance bonuses for its COVID-19 project and might even start deregistering as a business. Another trigger for Sinovac's collapse was public anger over vaccine side effects. As we mentioned before, many cases of these side effects have been reported, and over time, the problems have become more obvious. In China, discussing vaccine side effects has long been a taboo. Since 2023, information about the pandemic has been tightly controlled. Negative comments about the Sinovac vaccine on social media are quickly removed. People even resorted to using vague terms like mask period or special times instead of saying pandemic or vaccine so as to avoid censorship. This strategy of erasing memories is seen as part of President Xi Jinping's approach to governance. By wiping away the collective memory of the pandemic, the government hopes to boost social stability and protect the country's image. However, the ongoing appearance of vaccine side effects has disrupted this plan, making Sinovac a hot topic that no one can ignore. Some analysts believe that the government may have intentionally pushed for the cancellation of Sinovac. Once the company is dissolved, legal responsibilities linked to the vaccine will disappear, leaving victims with no one to hold accountable. One insider said they don't want Sinovac to become the focus of public criticism. Letting it go bankrupt might be the easiest solution. From its peak as a leader in COVID vaccine research and production to now teetering on the brink of collapse, the fate of Sinovac is not just the fall of a business empire. It also reveals the deep social, political, and public health crises that China faces in the post-pandemic era. For those of us suffering in silence from the vaccine side effects, the disappearance of Sinovac means that there will be no one left to seek redress. Meanwhile, the true masterminds and many unanswered questions remain hidden in official silence. But as the international community demands accountability for the spread of the pandemic, the truth will eventually come to light.